yesterday I was thinking, Lord, we're people getting out. It's not just here. People are getting out of churches. It's not just here. It's a lot of people. And I was thinking about yesterday, could we be in the time where the Bible says that there will come a falling away from faith? Faith is our victory. Yes. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. We've been talking about it. And I thought, Lord, I'm going to make sure, God, that I keep my eyes focused on you, my heart fixed on you, because you're the same God that saved me down yonder. You're the same God today, praise God. But you know, we need to be aware that that is going to happen in the last days. The Bible says there will be a great falling away from faith. So we don't need to be shocked when people are just taken out.
Right.
It's not because the enemy's that powerful. It's not because it's God's will. It's because their son, just like with Gideon, went down. And they watched, and they thought when they got water, they were watching. When trials come up Sunday morning, they go to church.
Amen.
Trials come up, like God, financially, they still tithe.
Right.
When things get rough around the house, they begin to fast.
Yep.
When things get rough, and you know, open heart surgery or whatever, I'm just bringing my little case up. I made arrangements in the hospital for this church, bless God. Yeah, I wasn't out of the fight. I wasn't out of the game. And I tuned in. They got it live, and I come right to church with y'all. Praise God. I stayed engaged the whole time I was there. See, God's raising up an army just like that in this last day, that they are watching the enemy. They're watching what's going on through the Word, not through the media. The media gets me all confused because they're a bunch of liars.
Amen.
All of them, just about. So, my news is good news. It's the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that Bible has kept me in faith in God through times of 2001, whenever a recession hit or whatever. I never knew anything about that recession. I wasn't watching the news, number one. I didn't have time. I was too busy in the things of God and working a full-time job. So I didn't have time to sit around and watch news all day long. But when I did have time, I got in my Bible. Somebody say the Bible. Hallelujah. And it wasn't long. Somebody asked me after that, did it affect your business? No, what? The recession. I was the what recession? I said, are you serious? Did we have one really? They said, yeah, we had one. I said, didn't affect me at all. And I thought, God, I didn't pay no attention to it. What you don't pay no attention to when you're in faith in God can't affect you. Hallelujah. Give me that. I want to say this before. Hebrews 11, it goes all down through there. It says, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Just about all down through there. Talking about Abraham and all of them. By faith, they subdued lion. By faith, they quenched fire. By faith, Moses. By faith, Noah. By faith. These people lived in a constant place of trust in God. That's what faith is.
Right.
I mean, you know, our life don't need to just be a Sunday faith.
Right.
Or a Wednesday night faith. If that's all it is, we won't make it to Wednesday night.
Right.
We probably ain't going to be Sunday for long. You know why? Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
It's impossible to know. I mean, faith lets me know that God's okay with me. And that gives me a confidence to know that God's okay with me.
Right.
Yeah. Now, He wants me to change and grow and all of that and develop and go on into the maturity that the Bible says until we come to the maturity, to a full man. The stature and measure of Christ to that full measure. We're growing. Faith helps us grow to that place. Hallelujah. Put that scripture up there, 1 John 5. I want to read that again. I know we went over it the other night. It says, for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes. You're not going to have victory without faith.
No.
after you're born again. Did you hear what I'm telling you? I know Christians right now that can't believe God for nothing. And I believe they're born again. I believe they're saved, but they're not building on it. You got to build on salvation. You got to be born again, and then once you get up there, listen. I'm up on giving, and I'm up, but I stay sharp on it. I don't just like say, yeah, I gave last year. Yeah, I read that Bible last week. I know I can quote it. There ain't no need me reading it. No, I don't get that wrong thinking. You know, get familiar with God's Word. Now, we do need to stay familiar with the Holy Spirit, familiar with you know, faith, hallelujah, because there's things that's going to come up into our life all the time to cause us to try to make a shipwreck in our faith. Paul said some made shipwreck. You know, they're going along faith, just let go of the steering wheel, so to speak. Just quit using faith, quit driving, quit staying in balanced in the Word. Stop fighting. Satan wants to wear some of us out, the Bible says in Revelation. He comes to wear us out. He wants to try to wear us out. The Lord spoke to me this morning, and he said, you know why you don't get wore out? I said, no, not really, Lord, to the fullest, you know. He said, you cast things on me. He said, did you know that is doing the fighting, the fight of faith? He said, you cast the church on me, therefore you don't get weary with it. He said, you cast the problems on me in your business when you start adjusting. He said, you can't get weary. He said, that's why you don't wear out. You don't wear out. See, you're staying in faith is what you're doing. And then you're casting all that over on the Lord, hallelujah, saying this problem's your problem, Lord, not my problem. Well, you don't get worn out because you're not carrying any problems around.
Yeah.
Faith, it takes faith to give things to the Lord and don't take it back up. You know, you got to cast things over on the Lord. The Bible says casting all of our care over on the Lord because he cares for us. Well, I ain't got no financial problems. What about your marriage? You didn't master getting money. You didn't master getting steered money. But what about your attitude? What about the road rage? What about people nearly running over you? See, it ain't just about you master a little bit of money. Well, some Christians have learned how to con you. Telling all about their washing machine they need and all that.
Yeah.
There's cons in the body.
Yep.
There's not supposed to be cons in the body.
No.
Telling what they need. I need a bigger bulldozer, don't I? I'm believing God, man. If you feel land, help me. Johnny's like, well, I got a bunch of cars I need engines in too, buddy. If you feel land, come on over here. See, he's balanced and I'm balanced. I just let Johnny believe God for his motors and I'll believe for mine. I might tell you what he did it.
Right.
See, that way our trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
You know, I mean, I remember a time when Teresa brought the, you know, we got the house and everything, and the interest was crazy. I'm paying $500-something a month interest. That was sickening. I told Teresa, I said, don't show me that no more. Just let it happen. Well, what that was doing, it wasn't that I was denying it. I know that I'm paying it, but looking at that problem all the time is trying to discourage me. Just let me look at God. He's going to bring that interest in. He's going to bring that interest in. He's going to bring that interest in. Every month, he's going to bring that staying in faith. That's trusting in the Lord. You know what? I'm down to about $100 interest now. I made it, baby. I made it. But you know what? I mean, even when the things failed back there, and I had this thought, I thought, oh, my house ain't worth nothing what I give for it. Housing market fail. I should have had an appraise right then just to show what kind of God I got. That's smarter than the economist.
Right.
Now it's worth probably, I could probably get twice what I get for it right now and keep most of the land.
Yep.
But why I'm telling you that is, I had to cast that over on the Lord. The Lord will bring that in, but God, I knew that I was going out to pay interest, praise God. They loaned me the money, praise God. See, you got to keep, stay in the right spirit, whether it's a car. Some of you's going to get a car that's going to blow up, and you're going to be tempted to do like the world. Just let them have it back. Jump my bullet. No, you tried it.
Right.
You won't never get no work financially with God doing that kind of stuff. Because they're, you know, the Bible says that even lost people bury and pay, that they pay it back. But righteous people have a problem with it. See, now the Lord ain't getting on. I'm just telling you, it has to do with your knee in the morning. It has to do with my open heart surgery when I went in. Having faith and getting a clear conscience that break God, I'm in faith, believing God here, hallelujah. Yeah. Out here when I tear your bumper off and replace it, praise God. When I mess something up on your car and I'm going to fix it whether you like it or not. It ain't got nothing to do with that money. It's got to do with my anointing and my life and my money and my house getting paid off. And my bulldozer coming in, my cows. It's got to do with your life, wherever you at. If you're happy with 1,800 cars like Johnny is, I'm bravo, baby, bravo. I believe God to give you some mag wheels.
Man.
Why don't you just get wheels? Why not get mag ones? If you're going to believe for wheels, get some good ones. Get some nice ones. Wow, you might look good. I look good without them. I'm just going to make my mag wheels look good when I go down the road. See, all I'm saying here is, see, we must overcome the world through our faith. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What testimony? Well, I let three cars go back and I don't care what they think. That's a bad testimony for a Christian. But God, you should say, I made a mistake, but bless God, from here on I won't. But God, I'll let them sit in my yard and I'll pay for them like I said I would. I signed those papers. I agreed with that. But I know you don't hear this kind of preaching on TV and all that. You only get one every now and then. You're not in that church every service. You get the ones they want you to get. There ain't nothing wrong with none of them. But when it comes down here to me and you, TBN ain't fighting my battle.
Right.
You know, I mean, CBS ain't fighting my battle. The More Life Ministries ain't fighting my battle. Kenneth Copeland, T.D. Jakes, they're not down here living my life, hallelujah. They can give me some instructions, but I've got to get my guidance from the one that's with me all the time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that I stay in a right spirit, stay in the faith of God, that victory is mine. I put on there this morning, come on down, and it'll be part two. I said, to get equipped to win, win, win. We're getting equipped to win, win, win. The darker the world gets, the harder people are to deal with. We stay in a right spirit, and we begin to win, win, win. You know why? Because we're going to be easygoing, faith-filled, peace-loving people, and the business world wants us.
Right.
Customers want us. Got a message from Travis. I sent him out. I went with Doris. We hunting a car. I sent Travis to work. You know, sent him out. Got a text from the dude. Adrian left the job over there. He contacted me one night, and we fixed him the next day. I believe in quick service.
Yeah.
I believe have some integrity in it.
Right.
I mean, go get there and get it done. Well, anyways, he sends the message. He said, thank you for your quick service. He said, I wish I could remember the exact words. He said, I really enjoyed talking with your son. He's a fine young man.
Right.
Ping. I said, there, let the other man praise me and not myself.
Right. That's
what the Bible says.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And his help didn't show up for whatever reason. And so there he goes. But he went by himself.
Right.
And there I wanted to say, well, Doris, you know, man, I'm going to have to take you back home. We'll go later. I mean, I need a number. No, I don't make commitment to Doris. Right. And Travis has got to be a man sometime. You know, Daddy don't have to hold his hand every job. Like Travis says, like sometimes the people who say, you don't have to be a man, but it helps. Yeah. He went and got it all. Why? Because he's a man of faith. He's a man of integrity. He's a man that's going to get the job done no matter what. And God's building an army like that. He don't want the ministry if we want to or don't. If we volunteer or not. It don't matter if we show up or not. You're not going to get much from the kingdom. It's just not going to happen. I know we're learning. Y'all quiet. We learn it when we get quiet. That's what it is. That's what we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I thought about the woman with issue of blood this morning. I thought about that woman and I thought, you know, she had been all that time trying to get healed, doctors, and spent all of her money and everything, you know. And, you know, it got worse. And I thought about me going the last time I went to the emergency room, and they charged me for a room, and they shot me in the hall, you know, my neck. And I left there, and I thought, that's the last time I'll be robbed by that. They charged. I wasn't really mad at them, but I laid my hands. I started fighting. I took that faith, prayed God out of that Bible. Hallelujah. And I laid my hands on my neck and everything else. I've never had to have another shot for that again.
Amen.
That's been 20-something years ago.
Hallelujah.
Well, you just outgrew it. Believe what you want to. I took it by faith.
Right.
That woman with the issue of blood went and went and all of that. I thought about her this morning. I thought how that she heard, whatever she heard about Jesus, she must have heard, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be made whole. I don't know. It don't say that. But the Bible says she said within herself, that went past her head. See, faith is not of the head. If you only got head faith, you don't got God faith. If you only got faith, your confidence in your mind, and it's not really in your heart, you've not got the faith yet. Faith in the heart will cause you to go to the lion's den. Faith in the heart will cause you to go in rejoicing, coming out rejoicing. Where earlier it was worry about that.
Right.
Those that have ceased from their own labor has entered into rest. There remains a rest for the people of God. Faith gets you in there, nothing else. I mean, you can get some pressure off and feel good about a bill, but the next bill that comes up, it's right back. But boy, when you really know that you've cast a nest over on the Lord and He's going to supply all of your needs, once you get that down, but God, it don't matter what bill comes in the mail, you're still in that peace and joy. Hallelujah. That's victory.
Amen.
But I thought about the woman with issue of blood. And she gets up. I mean, y'all sitting at home today sick. You know, sick and weak, tired, wore out, miserable. When you ought to be in the house of God, engaging in faith, getting the word, getting saturated in the word. Yeah, I know you can listen to it on TV. That's fine. But there's deeper than the TV can give you in an anointed service wherever you're going that is anointed. And the Holy Spirit has met us here. He comes here every time we gather.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, I got him in my living room. Yes, I got him in my heart. Yes, but there's just something that fires me up when I come to the house of the Lord. When I come together with believers and I hear Sandy say, I'm going in and I'm coming out with joy.
Amen.
And she's heard me. I went in faith and come out in faith, black God, and caused her whatever. I'm not saying I give it. I can't do that for you. You got it. But faith comes by hearing. But you know what? In the increase of faith comes by action. Without works, your faith is dead. But God, you got to get up. You sit at home sick. You got to get up, get you some scriptures going 24/7 on the TV. Go to church, fast, put them on the refrigerator, put them on your rear view mirror, put them on your shoes when you put whatever you got to do. Put your faith to action, hallelujah, until you see the results, hallelujah. And if you don't put it to action, you won't have no results. You'll get whatever just falls to your way. Whatever just happens, happens. If I'd lived my life like that the last 27 years, I wouldn't have nothing, Johnny. I thought about that land over there when the Lord gave it to us. Some of you want land. Some of you up here under a dog on TV. All over you under different nations. We're all over the world. People's got dreams and desires in their heart, praise God, for things. And I've thought about it. I'm just going down the road and I told Travis, I said, well, maybe we ought to buy some land one day. Because I was thinking, you know, me and him, buy some land. We'll sell it later. And just a business thing, you know, between me and him, son, father thing, you know, and we'll work a little together and different things, you know. That didn't happen much. The work together, it ain't happening. He drives over to tell me to fix my muffler yesterday and leaves. I'm running that Cat 955 with no muffler on it. And it's right in front of me. He worked hard, doesn't he? But anyways, praise God, it wasn't just a little while. That was something in my heart. I mean, you know, the Bible says, delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will give us the desires of our heart. Amen. Commit our ways to Him. Somebody say ways.
Ways.
Not our words, not our thinking.
Amen.
You know, not what we think we ought to do. These Christians with good intentions but never do nothing.
Amen.
Good intentions don't get nothing done. They just don't get nothing done. Well, it wasn't too long, praise God. Here we got 40 acres, unheard of in you know, the 20th century, praise God, 19th century, whatever it was, for
$12,500.
You know what? That land today is completely paid for. Completely paid for. I believe God for a barn on there. The barn's on there. I believe God for to pastor that whole thing in. The whole thing is pastored in. I'm asking the Lord where to put gates in that barn so I don't have to have nobody to help me round up cattle. I've got gates everywhere over there. I mean, He showed me to put one there, and I'm like, yeah, because I could run them in there and snuff them out here and put them over here. I got it all figured out in there, me and the Lord has. Hallelujah. Got two or three ponds. I got a dozer now. I can move some dirt. Man, that baby will move it now. I moved a bunch yesterday over 3 hours. I've done more in 3 hours than I've done in 2 days with any piece of equipment I've had. 3 years. That baby, bad boy. I'm going to move some more earth. Told Teresa we went, you know. Well, you know, somebody,
well, you don't really need all of that. How do you know what I need?
Right.
God wants me to develop that. He's working on my future, homie.
Yeah.
I'm going to obey God, and I enjoy running that equipment. I don't like doing garage doors that much no more. I mean, I enjoy it, but I'm going to work, man. When I get off, man, it's like getting in your Mustang and just cruising, you know. Go to the Bennington. Think about it anyways. But I'm over there, I'm like shopping to some women. Hallelujah. Shoot, just to fire that up. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Yeah, listen to that cat purr, man. Roar! And you're sitting there. Teresa tried to talk to me yesterday, and she say something. I said, what? I've been running that thing all day long with a muffler off of it. Right in front of me. Radio's on, you can't hear it. Hallelujah. But I enjoyed it. Told the Lord, I'm driving up that bank and rearing that thing up. Then I'm easing back down, and I'm going up there just taking it easy. And I said, Lord, thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord, for this cat, Lord. I praise you, Father, for this cat. I thank you, Lord. This thing will move mountains, Lord. I got a big piece of my... I'm a little guy, man. You probably can't even see me up there. Just my head sticking over his feet. I like it. I'm working on my future with it. Well, you know what? The economy and all that. Well, I ain't going to let that stop me from moving forward, bless God. I believe God gave me that and gave me the heart and the faith to believe him to do it. And I can lay down and quit anytime I want to. But, bless God, if I believe God, God will bring what I need to get the vision done. Yeah. Your vision done. God will bring what you need to get it done. He'll get your house paid off. He'll get your cars paid off. But you pay for those cars that break down and set in your driveway. You believe God and make the payments on those cars. Like God, you be righteous. You do the right thing. That's faith right there. That's really what faith does. Faith causes us to do the right thing. Yeah. Travis has had to do it. But you know what? We all drive what we want now, I reckon. Tell about that. I said, if you're going to trade your truck for a gas burner, now it's time to do it. This truck's worth probably about $14,000-$15,000 right now. Nah, I got it paid for, Dad. Guy pulled up and then offered him a 2002 four-wheel drive, four-door, gas burner, everything good, offered to trade. Nah, better keep it. Man. It's all paid for. Nah, it's just because people say it's because you're his daddy. No, it ain't. It's because I raised him in faith. I raised him to trust God. I raised him to make responsible decisions when you get a chunk of money. Yeah. Come on, somebody. I taught him. Pay your bills. Pay everything off. He started paying his vehicles off when he would get extra money and all that. I didn't do that for him. He told me the last time he paid something off. I don't know what it was. He's already talking about next year paying something else off. I mean, I'm not smart.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to pay that off, then I'm going to pay this on my house. I mean, if you pay something off, don't buy something else. Take that money you paid that off and put on something else. Just like the bank telling me the other day, use a credit card and you wouldn't have these problems. I don't want to use a credit card. I done been through that water.
Amen.
And I went on through that water and come out on the other side. I'm not using a credit card. I got one. I thought I ought to get $100,000 like a lot of Christians I know. Get $100,000, pay everything off, go bankrupt on it. That should not be in a Christian's thinking.
Amen.
Sure, what would it do? Benefit me and hurt the banks, right? Listen, man, this is some good stuff. This right here is freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. Freedom in the faith of God to where you're able to believe God no matter what storms coming your way. You built your house on a rock. You dug deep. You got the junk out of your heart and the unbelief. Did you know that unbelief, I was thinking about this, how the disciples at one time was casting out devils. And then they come and couldn't cast the devil out, so they're taking it to Jesus. They took it to Jesus. Jesus cast the devil right out. Disciple went and said, how come we couldn't do it, Lord? I'm paraphrasing this, Lord. How come we couldn't do it, Lord? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, this time comes out, but by prayer, they were done been casting out devils.
Right.
Now, I don't know what changed. They had been casting out devils. Some of you been going to church all your life, but now the trend is don't go.
Yeah.
Some of you been fasting all your life, but you felt like you've been wasting your time. But the trend's changed now, and you don't fast, and you don't pray, and you don't seek the Lord. Some people used to find out what the will of God is before they quit their job. Now they just say, it's just more than I'd work, and blah, blah, blah. You know, not asking the Lord, and wonder why we make shipwreck. Wonder why things get bad. Wonder and can't connect the dots on us, the choices that we've made without God and brought the results without God.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about churches. I'm talking about church people, praise God. I'm talking about me and you. I don't just need it. Somebody asked me the other day, when you going to retire? I don't know. Ask the Lord about that. When you going to get out of the garage doors? I don't know. When you get 30 years? No, I don't know what the Lord says. The Lord says to me, keep trucking. I'm not quitting. Right? That's what it's supposed to do, ain't it? Just because I've been here 30 years don't mean, look, man, they walk with God a lot of years. They say, well, I'm tired of walking with you, God. We just zap this hole over there. Zach, give me something. Give me that Hebrew. I know we read it, don't I? Cast not therefore away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense and reward. You know what I was thinking about this? Now, y'all all prayed for me when I was in the hospital, I'm sure. You know, when I had open heart surgery and all that, y'all all prayed for me. I'm sure you did. But you know what? That helped strengthen me, but that ain't what brought me out. I thought about this. I thought I'd pray for people in this church to be, you know, all day long, but that's not what's going to do it. What's going to do it is if I'm sitting there in my pain and all of that at home, and I'm fighting. I'm fighting the good fight of faith, not based on how I feel, but based on the Word of God and what the Word of God says and what I believe in my heart, praise God. And you know what that caused? That caused the supernatural power of God. That was not casting away my confidence. Did you know confidence? Faith is a strong confidence in a man, if you look it up. It just says a strong confidence. But it says, cast not away. So that tells me that we can cast away our confidence. Yep. We can lay it down. Yep. We can say, well, God moves for Sandy, but I just don't know if he'll move for me. Well, I mean, I know he moves for everybody else, but I just don't see how God can move. That's laying down your confidence. Yep. That's basing God moving based on somebody else. See, that's laying down your confidence in the Lord. He will move for you when he can't move for other people.
Yep.
But Jesus told them disciples, they said, this kind comes out by prayer and fasting. Some preachers say he's talking about the devil, but that way he wasn't talking about the devil. He was talking about this kind of unbelief y'all got, because he told them because of your unbelief. He didn't say that was a big hairy devil. This is one of them big ones that you're going to have to get converted first. Jesus had already given them power even before he ascended over devils, to cast out devils, heal the sick and all that. You know, unbelief in our life can stop the house from getting paid off.
Yeah.
Unbelief can stop my healing.
Yeah.
Unbelief can stop my strength.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Unbelief, because looking at my job to supply all of my needs, that can get me in unbelief. In unbelief, you won't be able to subdue devils. You won't be able to do anything, praise God, other than to be at the mercy of whatever happens. I don't like being at the mercy of just whatever happens in my house.
Right.
Nope. When God's in control, we'll be in control.
Right.
I'm talking about we'll have a stability on the inside of us, praise God. There's decisions I make that I don't even have to think about more. I'm just like, that's the right decision. That's the right decision. That's the right one. That's the right. It's like the more I walk with God, the quicker I am. The quicker I know what to do. Just
yep.
Used to know how to go fast 3 days. The more you walk with God and talk with God, commune with God, stay in faith, keep your confidence that brings God's rewards. I mean, the more that this, it'll be automatic to you to fight. Fight against sickness and disease and win. Fight against poverty and lack and win.
Yeah.
I got garage doors in Friday. The lady told me, I told y'all a little story about it. Some people don't like stories. Well, good. Don't ever tell nobody yours. Just keep everything scripture, please. Don't tell us the story of the scripture. Just give us scripture. And we'll figure out what God brought you through. Done swallowed a stupid pill, brought a harvest. Some people ain't got no bricks, man. Their elevator quit a long time ago, and they still think they're climbing. What was I telling? Yeah. Lady come up, and she's getting frustrated. I've ordered them back in May. Back in May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 6 months ago. Called me up. Well, I signed for the doors. I didn't get no down payment down on the doors. The doors, I don't know, 15, 14, 16, whatever they are. She's going to cancel on me. And I said, this is when she decided not to, is when Monty and them started dealing with buying a house. That's how long still it's been since I got them. 3 months ago. And so I says, I let her go on, you know, and I said, well, now I'm relying on the anointing. when I'm talking to the lady. The Bible says we have an anointing from the Holy Ghost, right? And we know all things. Now my mind is trying to tell me, boy, it's fixing to cost you here. Fixing to cost. Now you rely on the anointing. You don't rely on what it looks like. There's where the difference. You ain't casting. You've been building confidence. You've been building faith. Now when the trial comes, you've got a confidence. Either way this thing goes, your God will take care of you.
Hallelujah.
I'll either sell them or I'll sow them or I'll give them away, but somehow it'll benefit me. Well, goes on, I said, well, I understand. I said, I don't blame you at all. If you cancel those doors, I said, I don't really need you to. I said, because I can't cancel those doors because they're special order doors and I signed off on them. I said, but I understand your frustration. You just cancel if you want to. I said, I understand. I said, I'm having to give my hands hours and different things, you know, doors not coming in. I said, but I understand what you're talking about. So if you need to cancel, you just go right on and cancel. Well, I could have said, you old hag, do you understand your picture? What are you throwing? You stupid over there? You ordered them doors. We're all in the same boat, you idiot. I mean, no, that's the flesh route. And I really want to do it. I'll just come see you and your husband. Honky. But I didn't do it. Johnny, I didn't. I said, whatever you, I put that thing up there, praise God, and I got done. She said, I'm not going to cancel on you. She said, I just got frustrated with this and everything. And I said, I sure do understand your, I said, I've been, you know, your job's been trying to ride me too. Well, trying to ride me at night, Johnny.
Right.
Trying to ride me in the daytime, ride me at night. Can't get the other door, blah, 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 blah. I had to change everything. Still getting problems. Banks don't know how to figure stuff out. I do. I mean, it's a shame, man. They've been in the bank, and I think it's just ain't up on their game or whatever. Maybe they'll focus in on me. Get it together. Solve my problems. I'm paying you to solve my problems.
Right.
And then if you can't do it the way I want it done, fine. I'm not going to cause you no problems. But you're going to do something. Right?
Amen.
See, the Bible says the righteous are what? Bold. Bold against unbelief. Bold against losing. Bold against the enemy in darkness, praise God. Well, you know what? I called the lady up yesterday. I said, I got your doors. I said, we'll be there 8:30 in the Mahoya. She said, okay, thank you. And I thought, Lord, I could have lost this battle. But I believe that no weapons formed against me would prosper. I stayed in a right spirit. I didn't try to put pressure on her or nobody else but God. I was willing to believe you to sell those doors or something, whatever it was going to work to my good. And because I didn't throw my confidence down, but God, I'm putting those in tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. 6 months later. See, I don't believe in losing. Do you? Now we're getting older. Not give me that. I don't already know. My body tries to tell me stuff too. I just ain't going to listen to a lot of it.
Man. I thought this morning, well, my mom was on arthritis medicine at 58.
I thought, I'm not ever going on arthritis medicine. Devil, shut up. Why would you want to plan on stuff happening to you?
Right.
Well, Just like Jesus told them, this kind of unbelief comes out by prayer and fasting. And if we'll stand fast in the Lord and pray and fast and seek the Lord, not because we're desperate, because that's what we do as believers, man. We get born again and we begin to follow the Lord. We want to know the will of the Lord. We're going to fast till we know the will of the Lord. And when we find the will of the Lord, anything that gets in the way of the will of the Lord in our life, we're going to put up a fight against whatever it is in the way of the will of the Lord. Are there anything wrong with being that kind of Christian anymore?
No,
absolutely not. The scripture this morning, in some reading time, it says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. And I thought about it, Lord, I thought I ain't got a lot of people to follow right now. I thought we got to be the army in Blountsville that somebody can follow.
Right.
We got to be the ones at Faith Way Christian Center that they can look at us and say, bless God, what'd y'all do? How'd y'all make it? And all of that. And we say, well, with this, whatever the Lord gives us to minister to them, praise God. We didn't cast down our confidence that has the rewards of the Lord. Hallelujah. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, Faith Way Christian Center is going to lead them up, Lord. We're going to be some of the ones that lead them up. I don't know about all the other churches and all the other pastors, and that's not really my arena right there, but my arena is here in the will of God for my life and your life, and we're going to have it. We're going to fight the good fight, and we're going to win.
Hallelujah.
Sandy's going to jog quicker than she thinks. Like God, we're already believing for a speedy recovery, and you ain't even left here yet.
Yep.
Praise God. You go in with that joy, with that confidence. Don't cast it down. No, and then when the rehab comes, don't mind all that. I know you won't. You're a baby. You're not a big baby. You're a warrior. You cry a lot. Just ain't it for him. I ain't it for him. Comes to Robert. Put your pants on, boy. She knows how to rise up. Them women got more backbone than men sometimes, boy. I know all them Irish. They got it. I married one of their babies. I got one too. Praise God. But you know what? She's made a man out of me. I'm telling you right now, that woman's a baby. You heard her this morning, not smarter than me, not saying you ain't smart. Well, now, what are you saying? Got confidence, thank you. No wonder I have to be smart at home. I was going to get in truck, leave the box truck, man. Yeah, what are you doing? I thought, what'd she think? Where am I going? Going to church, man. You know, what are you doing with them keys? Like, going to put them in the switch. She did that to me. Stuck her head out the door and was like, how'd she get out of the bathroom that quick? Yeah, good thing she did, man. What are you doing with the keys? I'm going to put them in the switch. I thought, well, I'm not putting them in my pocket. What do you think I'm going to do with them? Because I was thinking, well, she thinks I'm going to drive, but I'm just going to put them in there and move to the other side, you know.
But you know, you ain't going with me.
And I'm thinking, well, why are you telling me that? Man, I'll drive my own truck, I guess.
You're driving a box truck.
So, yeah, I forgot about that. I'd have thought about it, I'm sure. I've never forgot the box truck before. It's just that she's taking a little longer getting ready, and I'm ready to go, man. I'm going out, put the keys in. Where we're ready to go, we go, you know, get the truck. Praise God. But you know what? See, ain't life joyous? It's just grand. Hallelujah. The Bible said, see, I count this stuff joy. Sandpaper comes, yeah, baby. I'm going to get some rust off of me somewhere. Ooh, it's going to hurt, but that's good. That way I can get some primer on there. And ain't no rough. Then when you paint it, when you get the finished faith product, you ain't got to go back because you got all the rust. You got it primered down. And now you got a coat or two of paint on it. Bag black God, and then you seal it all off with some good clear coat. You're done. The Holy Ghost does that. I don't think of that stuff like that. But I can just see it. That rust, a little bit of unbelief, a little bit of fear, a little bit of sadness, all of that. Here comes the Holy Ghost with the Word of God. And he goes in by his Spirit, the grace of God. And it's a little bit weeping and enduring for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The trial might be there, and it might be a little bit, but God's doing some work on you. Just stay in there in the surgery, baby. Stay in there in the game. Don't cast your confidence now. Don't start backing off, hallelujah. I mean, I'm tempted to leave this church myself, ain't y'all? And he's like, oh man, I don't think that way, man. Good for you, man. Pray for Pastor. Yeah, pray for me.
Right.
Jesus prayed for Peter. He said, I prayed that your faith fail not.
Right.
He said, Satan desires to have you. He said, I prayed that your faith stand strong.
Yeah.
And when you're converted, go strengthen your brothers. And did you know it is good that you pray for the leadership, pray for your pastors here, y'all all abroad, you know, pray for your pastors and stuff. Because you know, when they held Moses' arms up, they was winning.
Yeah.
When they was backing Moses up and for Moses holding his arms up, you know, that's a type of the people of God standing with leadership. That's exactly what that is. Causes that leadership to be strong and to go forward and lead us all into the victory that Christ already has for us. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, hallelujah. The faith is your victory. Your faith. Not my faith. Not other ministers' faith. You know, it comes down to individual faith. Praise God. In individual meals, it's good to go eat popcorn on every Friday night, every now and then Friday night, done.
Right.
But I'm going out and I'm going to eat me some food that'll sustain me other than popcorn.
Meat, man.
Steak. Goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Don't cast your confidence down. And I'm just telling you, just like the Lord, Teresa feels like the Lord has spoke to her, you know, give a word for the church that he's fixing to take us into places we've not seen, heights that we've not been, increase that we've not had, praise God. He's going to do it individually. He's going to do it as a church, praise God. And we have been under attack for a little while, but big deal, man. Wah. It don't make no difference. I've been under attack. Somebody said, have you been attacked by the devil a lot? I said, I've been attacked ever since I got saved. Didn't it start now, man? I said, now I got it through the TV. TV used to be pretty up on God. Now they're totally against God. I believe a lot of them owes that young man that just got acquitted an apology. You hear what I'm telling you? I'm not into all of that junk. All the way up to our president that said he was one of the militia group. Oh, CNN ain't going to tell you that. CNBC ain't going to tell you that. But Fox will at night. If you'll turn it over on Fox, you can get a little bit of balance. Or 216 Cinemax. Well, they all owe him an apology. CNN slammed him to no end. Slammed him like he was some murderer. Crossed state lines. He drove 20 minutes, Johnny. He lives there. They had a legal open gun carry there. Anybody can carry a gun. Thank God. See, the Bible brings justice to us. And we want to listen to the hogwash out there like he was some... If I would have listened to him, I would have thought he was a 17-year-old thug deadbeat too. Because they lie. And made him out to be something he wasn't. 17-year-old kid. His parents
knew where he was. He wouldn't have had a gun.
No, they taught him to stand up for what's right, homie, like a lot of us don't. Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for your neighbor. Go over there and help them guard. Don't let them burn their business down. I would have been there too. If y'all were really facing ungodly hardship, I'll be there for you. I will come in the fire with you. I'm not full of smoke either. But God will be there for you. If you're wrong, I'm going to tell you wrong though. If you ain't, I'm not going to accuse you till I know. They all owe that boy an apology that sent him through there when the other one over there didn't get no media because it wasn't a big deal. That woman, I can't think of her name, didn't get no media coverage on that. Best thing we can do as Christians, turn that garbage box off. Lying hump of garbage. When they get to where they want to tell us the facts, instead of their opinion, then let me make the decision on what I think based on the evidence. Well, then I'll start listening to you. God's all right. Well, same way with the way you believe. Don't let nobody go convince you how you ought to be a Christian. You can take that Bible, but God, the TV shouldn't teach you, and people shouldn't have to teach you. The Bible and the Holy Spirit should bring convincing to you of who you are, how you believe, what you believe for, and all that. And you get that settled, then you ain't got to have nobody. That ain't right. Yes, the Bible says it is. I've told Christians, you need to fix your brother's car. If you scratch it up, beat it up, bar it, fix it. And they're like, well, you know, God understands. I borrowed and spent all the money I had to buy fuel to do what I wanted with it. So that makes it okay for you to do your brother wrong now. Just because you ain't got no money. Go to the bank and borrow it just like you do borrowing for a car. But no, that's not going to benefit you. So you can't see doing that for your brother. See, that's a godly character that we got to have in the body of Christ that will stand under the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Now, off of all that, stay in faith. Stay in faith. Hallelujah. Shut off outside influence. Shut the Lord in your heart. Praise God. The Lord told me, and I'm bringing it to you. He told me, he said, don't focus too much on media. Don't focus too much on what's going on in the church. It's not about my church. I ain't over to my church. I don't know what's going on. He said, don't focus too much about what's going on in the church. Don't watch the news much. Don't watch no secular news much. Just don't watch it. I'm like, I wonder what's going on. I don't care. I don't need to know what's going on. What's it going to help me? Is it going to make me more fearful? Is it going to make me wonder if we're going to make it through this mess or not? Is it going to give me any hope? No, but that Bible will.
Amen.
That Bible will, no matter what. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.